Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, guys, when they get dressed up to go out to New Year's or go to a party or go out, and I know with COVID, we haven't gotten to dress up much, but some people are really going to kind of take advantage of New Year's Eve. You know, dudes will wear a sport jacket, long sleeve shirt, maybe an undershirt, you know, some, you know, shoes that cover their toes and, you know, some long pants, and they'll be kind of warm, you know, maybe kind of get some thermal underwear in there, you know, maybe they'll get some gloves, and they just look good. I just love guys in suits. We women, not too sharp when it comes to what we wear in New Year's, okay? We want to look cute, okay? We want to wear, you know, something that's, you know, a little bit more revealing. We want to wear our high heels, right? We want to show off our legs because, I don't know, because we haven't gotten a tan in multiple months, and I don't know, but, you know, we like to dress up, and when we dress up, you know, do we really get all bundled up? No, we don't. We wear a dress. Some people wear a dress that's a little bit more revealing than others. Some, I wouldn't even call it dress. I would call it barely an eye patch. So, people don't dress that well, and it's New Year's. And New Year's is different this year because many restaurants can't have you indoors. You know, we're going to be going out to dinner, and there's rules in our state where you can't have more than four people at a table, and you can't, I believe, sit longer than 2 hours. Now, I don't spend that much time. Like I said, I'm probably going to want to go to bed early. I don't think we're going to stay up till midnight. But for those people that can't find a place where they could celebrate New Year's and have their first kiss. And by the way, I'll repost how to do, you know, the perfect kiss, the perfect New Year's kiss. I know it's COVID, so I'm not supposed to be urging people to kiss, but a lot of people are planning on having their first kiss with somebody that they, you know, met on Tinder or, you know, met online. And, you know, the first kiss, there's some art to it and some choreography. So I wrote a piece on that. Maybe we'll talk about it in a little bit. But if you can't be indoors and there's a lot of lockdown rules, and then you're going to be outdoors. Well, this is cold. It's cold weather. We have snowstorms and wind chills and low pressure fronts. And so my worry isn't COVID tonight. I'm going to be worried about COVID tsunami in a couple weeks or whatever happens from tonight. But tonight and tomorrow, I'm going to be worried about hypothermia. I'm going to be worried about alcohol toxicity. So when a patient calls me and they go, look, I'm not feeling right, yeah, I'm going to be thinking about COVID, but I also have to make sure they weren't hypothermic. So our temperatures are, what, 98.6. Okay, we're warm. Have you ever been outside cold or swimming, and then you go to pee, and the urine is so warm, and you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, that could warm me up. Yeah, it's because your temperature is pretty darn warm, 98.6. I run a little lower, 97. Some people run lower, but if you start to run below 95, that's hypothermic. And your body needs external temperatures to keep warm. There's only so much you could do. And if people are going to be standing outside, you know, we're not going to watch the ball drop with New Year's Eve in New York City, but in Vegas, people are going to be standing outside. You know, things are going to be starting to be quartered off by about 5, 6 p.m., and people are going to stand outside in the cold. You get cold. When you drink, that also, unfortunately, exacerbates it. And so hypothermia is where your temperature drops, and you start to shiver. You know, you may go, ooh, I'm cold. Okay, well, that's the mild hypothermia. Once you start to get more hypothermic, you start to shunt blood away from your ears and your nose and your fingers. And because the blood is trying to warm the more important organs, it feels the more important organs is the heart, is the brain, not the jewels. I know you think it's important. The body doesn't really care about the jewels. It's going to protect the heart and the brain. So you can unfortunately start being at risk for frostbite because the tips of your fingers and ears. I was walking in New York. I was going to, I think I was going to Left Field Productions. I was talking to them about Pawn Stars or something like that. I had a meeting. And when I was doing some work with Pawn Stars, and I walked maybe 40 blocks. And it was cold that day. And my ears started to burn. And my fingers started to burn. That's frostbite. That's what happens when you start getting hypothermic. Then you start to get quiet. And when your friend is out there in the cold, and they're starting to get quiet, or maybe they just mumble, or they seem to look a little confused, you're thinking they just drank too much, that they're drunk. Uh-uh. That could be hypothermia. So if you notice your buddy isn't talking and your buddy just seems to be out there, don't think it's because they just, you know, had a blunt or they, you know, just did a few shots. Get them out of the cold. You know, where I worry is these hypothermia cases many times are misconstrued as I thought my buddy was drunk or stoned. So, unfortunately, you could become so hypothermic that you look drunk. You could, unfortunately, you know, go into shock. So we want you to warm the body up. First, what we want you to do is that prevent getting hypothermic, okay? We'll talk about first aid in a second. But to prevent hypothermia, make sure you're wearing layers. Make sure you don't get wet. If somebody spills something on you, that's a great way to lose body heat and accelerate hypothermia. Make sure you got gloves. Make sure you got shoes. Ladies, not those little pumps, you know. Wear some Uggs. It's okay. We don't have to be sexy. It's not really the sexiest year anyway. And then, you know, you want to also make sure that you're not going to accelerate any sort of hypothermia because you're on a medication that could make you more hypothermic. Some of us are on medication that might unfortunately exacerbate, you know, the way our vessels react when we're trying to warm up our body, and it could make hypothermia worse. Not to mention, you also don't want to drink if you're on certain medication. So you might want to contact your medical doctor and make sure that you're not going to kind of, you know, mess things up by drinking. Now, alcohol toxicity. We've spoken about that. Alcohol toxicity, again, or alcohol poisoning. People get drunk. You know, young people can get drunk. They throw up. Everybody laughs about it. They get hungover the next day, and we'll talk about hangovers also. And the young, you know, they laugh. When you start getting a little bit older, you go, wait a second, okay? I've seen kids die of alcohol poisoning, and people want to get, you know, poo-poo face tonight and hit the alcohol and stand out in the cold. Alcohol poisoning, you know, we really don't have a healthy amount of alcohol. I know everybody says, oh, my doctor wants me to drink alcohol for my heart. The CDC, not a big fan of alcohol, and they want women to drink less than one drink a day if they're going to. Men, less than two. All right, if you drink more than one drink a day as a woman, more than two drinks a day as a man, that's considered moderate to, you know, you're kind of drinking. So don't go away. We'll talk about alcohol
toxicity. This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. ClonoSeq is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. ClonoSeq can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if ClonoSeq MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit ClonoSeq.com. ClonoSeq is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of ClonoSeq, including sample types and test limitations, visit ClonoSeq.com/technical-summary.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I also need to thank my friend Morgan who gave me this nut mix. I'm eating nuts, but there's a lot of chocolate pieces in there. I don't know if you guys can see all the chocolate pieces. So I've been picking out the chocolate pieces because I love chocolate. So I want to apologize because you might hear, like, some chocolate still be stuck on my teeth. Okay, so people always ask, how can I tell how much alcohol will be in my system so I'm safe to drive? And there's tables out there. I wrote an article on alcohol toxicity and poisoning and how your blood alcohol level changes based on your weight. But as a doctor, I'm telling you, if you drink it all that night, don't drive. You just don't know. And I know dudes are like, well, I could have two drinks. You know, and women are like, I could still have one drink. Drinks affect you different ways. Champagne hits you a lot harder than maybe a strawberry daiquiri. So it all depends on how much alcohol. It depends on the quality of alcohol. Alcohol is an art. We've spoken about alcohol before, and maybe we'll spend more time about the darker alcohols and the lighter alcohols. But If you guys are contemplating if you could drive, I would just Uber or Lyft or have somebody else drive you, or just try and stay indoors. Or if you are going to go to a friend's house and social distance and wear masks, make sure they have an extra bedroom or a couch you could stay on, because chances are if you drink more than one drink, right, it's going to impair you. You know, this idea that men could drink up to two drinks a day, that doesn't necessarily mean the alcohol doesn't impair you. Alcohol, to me, makes me kind of tired, you know? And I'm not a petite girl, you know? So if I have a drink, I'm not driving. It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, I want to be able to see clearly at night. I want to be able to judge spaces. So the answer is, if you drink, don't drive, right, at all. But, yes, there's tables out there that help you calculate your blood alcohol level. So the average alcohol content, okay, so in a standard drink, 14 grams is about 0.6 ounces of alcohol. So a standard drink would be like one beer, a small glass of wine, 5 ounces of wine, a shot, 1.5 ounces of a shot. And so that's about 0.6 ounces of alcohol. And your body, now it's not everybody's body, but the average human will break down alcohol at 1 ounce per hour. So if you have a shot, and usually the bartenders give you a little bit more than a shot. We would always, you know, would fill up the shot glass and then pour more, you know, so they look like, okay, wow, you know, I got more than a shot. There's a good chance that you're getting, you know, that much alcohol. Now, one shot, that doesn't mean you could go ahead and drive in an hour. That means the body is breaking it down. That doesn't mean there's still not other side effects. And we're going to talk about that when we talk about hangovers. So if your body breaks down alcohol at about an ounce an hour, and you have more than a few ounces of alcohol, that's a few hours, okay? Your body can only do so much. Throw on top of that medication that you're on, different metabolism, other things interfering with it, you might metabolize that pretty, pretty slow. So, you know, how much alcohol is toxic to the body? Well, depending on the percentages, you could go anywhere from, you know, just a little bit where you kind of maybe lose some coordination and you feel lightheaded, to like a 0.13% when you lack, you know, movement, you can't walk straight, you know, 0.16, that's where, you know, we really start to kind of wonder if you're sloppy and if you need to kind of spend the night in the hospital. 0.2, you can't walk, you can't, you're basically probably throwing up when you're at 0.2. And then, you know, you could lose consciousness at about 0.25% alcohol. Now, this varies. This isn't a science, because people have different body types. They have different staminas. Their liver might, if you have a liver that's cirrhotic, that's scarred up, it's not going to do that well when it comes to, you know, alcohol. If you have a pretty healthy liver, you might metabolize it better. So rule of thumb is, don't be stupid. And again, I have these charts for you guys if you're into charts, but I'm just, you know, very, very cautious about anybody trying to look up a chart going, okay, well, I weigh 120, so I'm going to be good in about an hour or two. No, you're probably not going to be good. Now, tomorrow morning is going to be a big, big hangover day. I'm going to be working, doing telemedicine, and people are going to be calling up saying they have hangovers. And they're going to want to know, what do they do? Well, what is a hangover? So a hangover can happen from a few things. It's not just one thing. You know, yes, alcohol breaks up into, I apologize, my nose is running, acetaldehyde. But if somebody was drinking all night and they were standing outside in the cold or they were partying, there's a good chance they weren't drinking water. So if they were drinking alcohol, they're probably dehydrated. So when you have a headache and you feel, you know, crappy, it's probably because you're very dehydrated. Right? Next, your sugar's probably off. The average person that drinks doesn't, you know, maybe there's some mixers and the sugar could be high, but then their insulin kicks in, and then their sugar, they could actually become hypoglycemic. They're not eating a balanced meal when they're drinking. Do you see anybody eating a salad and steamed vegetables, right? Or, you know, some tofu while they're, you know, doing shots? No. They're grabbing beer nuts and hot wings or whatever the heck, or they're just drinking. So there's a chance that you have low nutrition and now your sugar is low. You also didn't sleep well. And alcohol probably really messed up with your stomach lining. The reason why you feel nauseated is because you introduced a lot of acid. You introduced alcohol into your stomach lining. You didn't really have food with it. So you're going to kind of feel nauseous, and you're also dehydrated. You know, so your body's like, wait a second, I don't want any more of that stuff. So it's going to kind of make you feel ill. Of course, the acetaldehyde is a chemical converted from alcohol, and that could also make you nauseous and feel ill. And then also there's cytokine production. So cytokines are these inflammatory inflammatory factors. And with cytokines, they, when the body senses that there's something not right in the body, you start getting this in this kind of inflammatory state. So when the human body is like, wait a second here, you know, I was just hit with a whole bunch of, you know, toxic chemicals. And again, alcohol to a body is toxic. Then your inflammatory response might want to try to protect you. So now I'm not saying you're going to go into a COVID cytokine storm, but that is something that I am kind of intrigued about, is how many people who drink alcohol seem to end up, you know, starting to have more of a cytokine or inflammatory reaction. Because, again, you're just kind of, you know, hitting yourself with a lot of, you know, inflammatory cells. So then, you know, what should we be doing when it comes to, you know, a hangover? What would be the most ideal thing to do? Well, drink water. If you are dehydrated, you need to hydrate. That's number one. You know, people are thinking, well, you know, maybe what I'll do is, you know, I'll, you know, pop some Tylenol. You got to be very, very careful with Tylenol or ibuprofen, because remember, you just drank a lot of alcohol. So that alcohol messed with the liver. The last thing you want to do is add more insult to injury and hurt the liver more by adding Tylenol and Motrin and things like that. Then you want to eat something. You haven't eaten. So, you know, your stomach is kind of irritable. So, you know, you want to kind of be careful about greasy breakfast. But I would do something with some protein, something kind of healthy, easily digestible. Because, again, you might still throw up. You still have alcohol in your system. Then exercise a little bit. Take a little walk. Exercise seems to help. A lot of people don't do it. They think they just need to stay in bed. Sometimes the cool air outside, as long as you're wearing a jacket and you're not going to be hypothermic, will help you feel better. Sports drinks might work because they have salts. They have minerals. In fact, in 2013, Chinese researchers found that Sprite seemed to be the best hangover cure. You know, it had the sugar, it had the bubblies in it. You have to be careful again with sugary drinks because we don't want your sugar to drop again. But sports drinks, Sprite may help. People always ask about hair of the dog. Hair of the dog is where somebody will drink alcohol the next day like a Bloody Mary to help fight a hangover. Now, the term hair of the dog came from people wanting to ward off rabies. If somebody got bit by a dog, they would take a piece of hair from the dog and rub it in the wound. So hair of the dog is a term we use for fighting a hangover with alcohol. I don't recommend it. I do not recommend hair of the dog. So how to avoid a hangover? Well, one, don't drink that much. All right, set your limits. Drink plenty of water. Make sure you eat something. You know, double check with your, you know, medical provider which medications you're on, and if they also agree that you probably shouldn't be drinking and mixing those medications. But, you know, hangovers, unfortunately, you know, I have a piece on this, so if you guys forget and you need it tomorrow, go to my website or my Twitter page and it'll be there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New unemployment filings fell to 787,000 during the holiday week, clouded with uncertainty around impending changes to benefit payments. Additionally, just over 300,000 claims were filed under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program for self-employed, gig workers, and freelancers. A winter storm is dropping up to 18 inches of snow over western Texas this New Year's Eve, while forecasters also warn of tornadoes in the deep south. The National Weather Service in Norman, Oklahoma, saying 12 to 18 inches of snow possible in southwest Texas, with another 3 to 5 inches predicted for western Oklahoma by Thursday night. Meanwhile, tornadoes are possible from southeast Texas across Louisiana and into southern Mississippi. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A new strain of the coronavirus that's more contagious has been found in a 30-year-old California man. The mutant strain, first seen in the UK, was diagnosed for the first time in the United States earlier this week in a Colorado man. Now California health officials say a 30-year-old San Diego man with no recent history of travel has been diagnosed with the new strain. As far as if the vaccines will protect against the new strain, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"You should take any worry that you have and understand that the vaccines still look like they're going to work, but a more contagious variant means it is more critical that we follow those basic public health measures, especially this New Year's."
The Trump administration is slapping tariffs on aircraft manufacturing parts from France and Germany. The U.S. also adding tariffs on certain non-sparkling wine, cognac, and other grape brandies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sorry if the last broadcast on Facebook Live got cut off. Basically, to prevent the hangover, you want to make sure you're drinking water. Do not do hair of the dog, where you add alcohol to prevent alcohol reduced hangover. Hair of the dog is where somebody would get bit by a dog to avoid rabies or put a piece of dog hair on the wound. Hair of the dog, kind of like what we do with vaccines and homeopathy, but hair of the dog does not work for a hangover. So trying to drink alcohol to fight a hangover doesn't work. Drink some water, drink a sports drink. Sprite has been known to be, was studied by Chinese researchers in 2013 to be one of the best hangover cures. Be careful of the sugar, because remember, you're having a hangover because you're dehydrated, you have low blood sugar, poor nutrition, poor sleep, irritated GI lining. So eat something healthy, get some exercise, avoid Tylenol and Motrin and things like that that could irritate the liver. Drink and try to avoid drinking. Right? If you can try to avoid drinking and getting completely hungover by drinking water, eating something and pacing yourself, that's probably ideal. Okay, next, got some breaking news. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Very, very fun place to celebrate New Year's. And Las Vegas had sold tickets in the Fremont Street experience. Fremont Street is where the older Las Vegas hotels are. And they, back in the 90s, built this overhang. And they have cartoons, things like that. It's really, really cool because they stopped traffic. And they made the area really nice where you could have vendors and musicians. And the Fremont Street experience has really become great. And so anybody that comes to Vegas, I recommend they go and check it out. Well, for New Year's, it's pretty fun because it's safe. There's a chance you're not going to get run over. Hopefully not a chance that you won't get mugged, a lot of security. So you feel really, really safe when you celebrate. Well, they decided to charge a $25 security fee, and people would have to, pay that fee, make reservations, wear masks, etc. We're being told now that if you are not staying at one of the downtown hotels and you don't have a wristband, you can't be there tonight on New Year's Eve with the Fremont Street experience. I think out of an abundance of caution, because they were worried about COVID, they decided to change the rules. One thing about 2020, whether you're frustrated by the COVID virus, whether you're frustrated with masks, you have sick of maskitis, whether you're frustrated with shutdowns, the one thing that I am probably most frustrated with is the turning on a dime some of these decisions. And I'm wondering if some of these decisions are being done at the last minute. No offense to anybody organizing this. I get why they made that decision. But I think the reason why is if somebody had said early on that we are going to restrict the Fremont Street experience, or we are going to restrict access during New Year's Eve, people want to come into town. So, and then more money is lost. So they were probably like, well, let's wait and see. And then right at the last minute, so hours before New Year's is supposed to happen, now we're being told that only those who have a room in the hotel can come downstairs, watch the experience, have a wristband, and that's how they're limiting people. I understand that, and I'll help support it, but that kind of stinks. So any of you guys who paid money, you're supposed to be able to get a refund, okay? All right, I think they have a statement here. Hold on a second. Let me see if I have the statement here. Members of the Nevada's Coronavirus Task Force, according to Fox 5 News, said Tuesday that the New Year's Eve event expected to be attended by at least 14,000 people. This 14,000 people could unfortunately be a super spreader event. And Nevada hospitals like, oh, heck no. They're like, no. See, look at that. I'm keeping it clean. Yeah. Oh, heck no. And they don't think that that's going to be ideal. And remember what I told you guys, okay? I was just interviewed on News 13 about this. You know, COVID to us doctors is not the only medical condition out there. New Year's Eve is notorious for the hypothermia, is notorious for the alcohol toxicity and somebody vomiting, is notorious for drug overdoses. New Year's Eve is notorious for accidents and trauma. Our hospitals, every New Year's Eve, needs to be ready for, you know, the people that do stupid and you know, party too hard, you know, and go crazy or you know, ambulances are on, everybody is on standby. There's going to be fights. There's going to be violence. There's probably going to be shootings. This is what our hospitals need to be open and ready for. When I would be on call on New Year's Eve, I mean, I knew it was going to be busy. New Year's Eve is always busy. This is before COVID. So I was kind of surprised that Las Vegas was going to move forward having these events that would have thousands of people there. Because, you know, and I know people get so mad at the news outlets in my neck of the woods going, you're just fear-mongering and you're just, you know, making us all worried about the ICU, you know, beds and the hospital hype, and COVID's not real. COVID is real. And but again, you know, I mean, I'm not even talking about COVID right now. I'm just talking about we need hospital space. And so if the hospitals are full with COVID and you get into a car accident or you have some sort of alcohol toxicity, you know, are you going to be diverted like in California? California, they're diverting you. You need to go to a hospital in California and that hospital has no beds. I mean, they're treating people with COVID in ambulances. Now, some people are like, well, cool, then it's private. I got my own private room, you know. I don't think there's a bathroom in an ambulance. I think if you have to pee, you're going to be given one of those little urinal thingies. Or if you're a girl, you're just going to have to, you know, squat somewhere, okay? I don't think you want to be a hospital patient in an ambulance. And the ambulance is needed for other things. So, real quickly here, the statement that we're being told is, there's been some confusion on what New Year's Eve will be like on Fremont Street Experience. After consultation with health officials, Fremont Street Experience has made the decision that for one night only to restrict access to the Fremont Street Experience, well, that's New Year's Eve, from 6 p.m. December 31st to 4 a.m. Pacific Time. And only hotel guests of Binion's, California Hotel Casino, Circa Resort, The D, Four Queens, Fremont Hotel, Golden Gate, and Golden Nugget. All hotel guests have been provided a wristband by one of the aforementioned properties and will be permitted if you paid the $25 security fee for the evening. You will get a full refund. In addition, Fremont Street Experience will offer these guests a complimentary ride on the Slotzilla zip line for their convenience. I have never done the zip line. I think it's really, really cool, but I'm just afraid I'm going to be so scared and I'll pee. So unless I can make sure that I do not, you know, pee when I go on the zip line, I don't think I'm going to do it. So what does this signify? Many of you guys that listen aren't in Vegas, so what do you care about what happens in Vegas? Well, because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What this means is, you know, government, health officials, they don't have to go through this whole bureaucratic process. It might take months to get our stimulus checks, right? It might take weeks to get any sort of movement on relief. But when it comes to a rule, when it comes to liberties, freedoms, things that you thought, you know, you take for granted, when it comes to that, these things change on a dime. And it's frustrating to me, you know? I mean, and mind you, you know, I am in, you know, support of whatever our health officials want to do as a doctor, you know, who's licensed in Nevada. You support your public health officials. But for those of you frustrated that you can't even make a plan without hours prior, you know, being told, sorry, not going to happen, I get why you're upset. I get why you're concerned. It is. It's very, very frustrating, which also makes you think if you have a flight planned, you're thinking about grabbing that $250, you know, cheap flight that might be offered to who knows where. Realize that these rules might change on the dime. People got mad when I was on the news telling people they might want to rethink their Christmas travel. It's not because I want you to stop, you know, celebrating Christmas. Celebrate Christmas. I want people to safely be with their families. Yeah. But my worry was that something could change on a dime and you don't get to fly back. Or they make some random rule. And these rules aren't being made weeks in advance where you could plan. They're being made hours before. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So China has developed and approved a vaccine called the Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine. Chinese health authorities have approved the vaccine from state-owned Sinopharm. At a press conference in Beijing, a state task force announced the vaccine had exceeded World Health Organization standards and would help establish effective immunity in China. Health officials said vulnerable groups would be prioritized ahead of the general population. Key groups have already been receiving vaccines under emergency approvals. About 1 million already have received the vaccine, but now it's approved for general use. Apparently, The deputy head of National Health Commission, Zheng Yijin, said he was aiming for 60 to 70% vaccination coverage, which is expected to establish herd immunity. They say as the Chinese vaccine is proved to be safe and effective, we would like to encourage our people to participate on a voluntary and informed basis. The officials did not give specific dates, but said the rollout would begin soon at a significantly reduced cost. Now, Sinopharm is a state-owned pharmaceutical company with two vaccine candidates among China's five experimental treatments that are right now in final stage trials. We're not sure which of the candidates is being discussed. I don't know much about their vaccine, but the approval has followed an announcement yesterday that phase three trials have found their vaccine to be 79% effective. This followed trials conducted in the UAE reporting 86% efficacy earlier in December. So the vaccines have not been trialed in China because the virus has not been prevalent enough. Now, this has confused many people. China was hit with the virus first. We believe it came out of China, whether it was a lab or a bat or a fish market or whatever we're being told. But then they seem to have some fairly good control by last spring, had a little bit of a surge in the summer, and we haven't really been hearing much about the cases. Now, is it because many of the people in China are used to masks, social distancing? They did it with the swine flu and the avian flu. And so, you know, there wasn't as much criticism and backlash as there was in other countries. Or is it that they haven't reported the cases and we never really got full transparency of what was going on? You know, or as some people have theorized, this was a bioweapon designed to affect non-Asian populations. I don't know what to believe. But they've needed other clinical trials in other countries to define its efficacy. So there's a rival developer, Sinovac. They've created vaccines. Their vaccine, Sinopharm and Sinovac, they're using the more traditional method, using an inactive virus to trigger the immune response. So they're going to do similarly to what we did with the flu shot, where you take a virus, you kill it, you still have its shell, and you inject that into the body, so there's an immune response, but there's no disease. If it's a dead shell, it can't infect the host. So they're using the more old school traditional method. Those seem to be more difficult to manufacture, and we don't know what the long-term immunity could be, because if we're basically using the same skeleton as the virus, we can't make it stronger, and we don't believe that the virus gives us long-term immunity. What I am, though, pleased about is that other countries are having their own vaccines. A big concern we have is that many poor countries or non-developed countries will be able to have access to vaccines because the UK, America, South Africa buys them up. So we want to know that there's multiple products out there that can hopefully get to the countries that need it. So we'll keep you posted with that. There has been some discussion on the Pfizer vaccine, and if you decide not to get that second shot, how immune are you? Well, we've been told that one Pfizer vaccine is about maybe 50% effective at helping you prevent severe COVID illness. You need two shots to get that 95% efficacy. Well, Pfizer in a statement said that there currently is no data to demonstrate that a single dose of its coronavirus vaccine will provide protection after 21 days. So if they didn't study what happens if you just get one shot and they don't have enough data, we just don't know. Now, the UK announced on Wednesday that it would shift its vaccination strategy to give as many people in their at-risk group at least one dose. So what's been slowing things down in America is we have doses, and then we have to earmark that second dose for the person because it's a two-dose vaccine. We had predicted this was going to be a pain in the butt. It's a pain. UK because of the mutant strain and the after effects that they've had in terms of lockdowns and not being able to contain the virus, they're thinking, let's just give everybody the shot so at least there's some protection. Pfizer confirmed that although some protection might appear to begin as early as 12 days after the first dose, two doses of the vaccine, it's not effective unless you get that second dose. Now, the UK said that if they are going to just start giving everybody just one dose, everybody will still receive their second dose, but it'll be within 12 weeks of their first. The second dose is supposed to complete the course and is important for longer-term protection. So that's an interesting way of doing this, of should we just give everybody one vaccine, get them some protection, and then we'll worry about the second shot later. I'm not that excited about that because that's not really how the vaccine was tested. And, you know, there's still a lot of questions. So we're told that there's supposed to be a four-day grace period between both shots, that 21 days difference in shots, but there's technically no maximum amount of time or maximum amount of time to get that second shot. If you, let's say, get COVID, have the monoclonal antibody treatment, can't take a vaccine for 3 months, you could still go and get your second shot and you should be fine. Has anybody studied that? No. There hasn't been time to study that. But we're being told from the manufacturers it should be good. You know, where we are right now is everybody's guessing. This is a guess. So Pfizer needs to protect their tushies. Currently, people are upset that you can't sue the pharmaceutical companies for side effects. The pharmaceutical companies needed protections for them to roll out the vaccine this quickly. They can't be hit with lawsuits like the opioid industry and the pharmaceutical companies who, you know, made drugs for pain medications. They can't do that and provide a vaccine. And I think governments realized that lawsuits can put these companies out of business, so they have that protection. You know, unfortunately, if somebody does get a side effect and a severe side effect, what recourse do they have? So it's one of those things where it's a public health emergency. And, you know, now, has anybody died from the vaccine? We are being told that nobody has died from the COVID vaccine. However, there was a nursing home resident in Switzerland who did die after getting the vaccine, but they don't know if the death was related to the shot or if the person in the nursing home was just, you know, unfortunately going to die anyway. The resident received the coronavirus vaccine on Christmas Eve, had previously reacted negatively to the flu shot. The person had dementia, then complained of abdominal pain, urethral pain, blood pressure dropped, ended up dying. In Israel, there was a 75-year-old man that received the COVID-19 vaccine, but they believe he got a heart attack after the vaccine and died. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.